Hello, everyone. My name is Sue, and it's really wonderful to be here on Christmas Eve and thinking about the light that has come into the world. That means a lot to me because I don't like the dark at all. Anyone with me on that? Anyone doesn't like? Yeah, me, I don't like the dark. And did you know, here's an interesting fact, that we have 3 extra minutes of light already. We've had the shortest day. Those 3 minutes mean an awful lot to me because I know that spring is coming. And I think that, in some sense, is what I remember Jesus as coming as light into the world. Because those dark nights, really, I just struggle with enormously. But when I read that passage so beautifully read this evening, I'm reminded that we are not alone. The promise has come to fruition. Now, who's excited about getting a gift tomorrow? Maybe you've already had it. Yes, I can see Alice. Oh, very excited here, very excited there. Now, I need you to do something for me because I think sometimes that gifts, you can tell sometimes what the gift is going to be, can't you? Does anyone shake it? Yes? Does anyone smell it? Have you already unwrapped a little bit? Tristan? No? Okay. So I'm going to need some help now to see if anyone can describe what is inside the gifts. And I've got some gifts here. Who's going to be brave and come up and help me? I've got one. Who's that? Who was that? Me. Yes. Come up. Jake, yes. Do you want to come up? Right. You can choose from one of these. What gift would you like to choose? What looks like the most exciting? That one? What do you think? Yeah? Okay. Open it up. Do you want to smell it first? Smell of anything? No?
It smells normal.
Smells normal. Shake it? Yeah? Anything? Touch it? Squish it? Who does the squishing in the house? Jake, I know it's you. Yeah. Okay, open it up. Is it what you've expected? That's what I'm thinking about. Is it what you've expected? No way. So what have you got? Do you want to show everyone what you've got there? It's a cup.
Oh, yes.
And a pen. Did you expect that? Thank you very much. You can keep those if you want to. You can go and sit down. Listen, I've got 3 more here. Who's going to have... Yes, over there. Bradley, do you want to come up? Who else is going to come up and help me? Yes, Alfie, do you want to come up? Who else is going to come? Do you want to come up here? Right, so I've got 3 more gifts. Now, turn around and face everyone. I want you to do the smell test. I want you to do the shaking test. And I want you to do the touching and squidging test. If you think you know what it is, do you have a clue? What do you think it is?
I know what it is.
You think you know. Okay, open it up and see if your thoughts were right. What do you think, Alfie?
I think
you think you know what it is. Bradley, do you think you know what it is? Come on then, rip it up. Rip it up and see if you know. Come on, encouragement. Let's rip exactly what you thought. So you've got a ball. You can keep that if you want to. What have you got there, Alfie? It's a book. It says The First Christmas. I think you knew what that was. You can keep that. Go and sit down. Anything exciting in there? Oh, having a bit of trouble unwrapping it. Anything? Is there something in there? Yeah? You're opening it so carefully. Do you need some help? Oh, I did wrap that one up. Oh. What is it?
Chocolate.
It's chocolate, yay! Oh, so maybe expected. Oh, wait a minute. I've got one more that I didn't put out. Do you think you know what it is? Do you? Come on, you're on the end. Yep, come up here. Do you want to shake it? Do you want to squidge it? Shake it? Do you think you know what it is?
No.
You don't. Do you want to smell it? Anything?
Smells normal.
Smells normal. Squeeze it. Okay, tear it open. Do you want me to help you? Very good at opening presents, I can see. Very good at opening presents. What do you think? What do you think? Do you know what it is?
No.
Claire, you got an idea? No? Ooh, what is it?
It's a chocolate orange.
It's chocolate orange. Ooh. Now, having seen the first few gifts, were you expecting something like that?
No.
No. Go and sit down. Well done. And do good sharing. The reading we had today talked about light coming into the world. And the promise wasn't made then. It was made right at the beginning of time when God said, I love you. And he made it personal. I don't know if you know how much you are loved and adored by God. And Dan's kind of said there's so much stuff and sadness going on in the world. But he loves you and he has come to be with us. We are celebrating that tonight. He was born some 2,000 years ago as light in the darkness. And I was thinking about that as I was preparing and praying for today. I was thinking about the shepherds, and we sang about the shepherds. Now, for me, the shepherds, they were in the field, they were dirty, probably quite smelly. And the reason I was reminded about that was, I'm going to let you in on a secret now. See this top here I'm wearing? Can you see it? I've been wearing this 3 days in a row, okay? Don't tell anyone else. I don't think it smells. I'm not 100% sure. The trousers I've been wearing to walk a dog, they're a bit muddy. But God said to me when I was praying, those shepherds in their field, when the angel spoke to them and the angel spoke hope into the lives of those shepherds. I mean, why go to shepherds? Why not go to the king's palace? No, he wanted to come to you and I. And they didn't say, going off for a shower first. They didn't say, I'm going to get my best clothes. The reason I have to put this here is because there's a stain there from yesterday. But God really said to me, I have come for you. Now, I wonder if you feel comfortable doing it, if you would look at your family, your children, each other, and just say, the light of the world has come for you and for me. Would you say that to each other? The light of the world has come for you and for me. And that is the truth. The promise right at the very beginning of the Bible that God would come and rescue us. And it's my prayer for you today that as you're here, and we're going to be getting our Christingles ready soon, and I'm going to explain a little bit about what they are, it's my hope for you that this could be the first time that you have heard that you are dearly loved by God. It could be the 100th time. For me, it's the 100th time, but I need to hear it. I need to hear it regularly. So the Christingle reminds us about Jesus coming into the world, and we're celebrating that. Now, I'm going to need a couple of more helpers. I wonder if we've got some. Who's right at the back there? Yes, please. Bobby. Is that Bobby? Come and help me, Bobby. Now, I've got a couple of gifts here unopened. So I wonder, would you open this first one here? Just take the lid off. You won't want to keep this one, but I've got something else for you instead.
It's an orange.
It's an orange. Well done. So, the orange is the part of the Christingle that represents the world. And there's something else around it. There is a red ribbon around it. Actually, it's tape, but it's representing the red ribbon of Jesus's love for us. God came to be with us as Jesus. Thank you very much, Bobby. I'm going to give you something now for being brave and coming up here. And you can share some with your family around the back there. You're very welcome. Thank you, Bobby. Now, I've got another box here. The next part of the Christingle. So we've seen the orange, which represents the earth. We've seen the red ribbon, which represents Jesus. Matthew, would you like to come up? What have we got in our box here? Could you open it up and take care when you have a look inside? Let's open it up. What have we got?
Marshmallows.
We've got marshmallows and we've got raisins, sultanas, raisins or sultanas. You pop those back in. Thank you very much. I know you've been helping, haven't you, make them up. There we go. We'll leave that up there for later, Reuben. Do you want to take a handful of those? Good sharing. Well done. Thank you, Matthew. So we've got the orange. Here we go, sweetheart. Yeah. We've got the orange, we've got the red ribbon, we've got the sweets. Anyone think what I could be missing? We've been thinking of Jesus. Anyone think, what could we be missing? Yes, what do you think we're missing? Yes. Candle, candle, candle. There are some up the back there. Candle, candle. Where is my candle? Candle. Where? Up. My candle. There we go. Thanks, Will. Here is our representation of the candle, but actually, it's quite a true representation because what God is saying to us. He not only says he has come into the world, but he says to each one of us, and now I want you to go out into the world. So, Will, you're doing a great job of picturing what it looks like to go out into the world. And sometimes that might mean being a little bit foolish. I owe you, Will, I know. So the representation of the Christingle is reminding us that God has come to be with us. He is here right now by his Holy Spirit. And he wants to have a relationship with us. He wants to restore that relationship. Not because we're working really hard. Not because I want to change my clothes because I don't look quite right. I don't smell quite right. But because he loves and adores us. Amen. Thanks, Will. So right now, we are going to hand out the Christingles. And as Dan has already said, please do take care. So we're going to light them with tapers down the aisles so you don't have to get up. And then we're going to sing Silent Night together when the lights are dimmed. And as we do that, I want you to remember, I want you to kind of imagine that these are the words that you have written, that you're worshipping Jesus as you look at that Christingle.